Welcome back to Vanguardia America. I'm your host, James Garcia. We are now going to spend some time talking to Fernanda Santos, who is the new editorial director for Futuro Media in New York City. Futuro Media is a nonprofit news organization, and in a moment I'll have Fernanda tell us all about that, in addition, of course, to the work that she's doing. Fernanda comes with a long background in journalism, including a number of years with the New York Times, I believe 12 years with the New York Times. More recently, she is also doing commentary for the Washington Post. And today we're going to talk to her about this new job and all about Futuro Media, which includes, among other things, Latino USA, Latino Rebels, and a show called In the Thick, a popular podcast that covers a whole variety of cross-cultural issues as well. Welcome to the show, Fernanda.
Hi, it's great to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Fernanda, let's just jump right in and talk about your new position, when you began, and what you'll be doing for Futuro Media.
So I just started on August 15th. So I'm brand new at the job. And it's a pretty exciting job that comes with a lot of responsibility, but really a privilege to be leading a really talented staff. I am in charge of a newsroom that, as you said at the introduction, includes Latino USA, a show that will be celebrating its 30th anniversary next year. We broadcast on NPR at 300 stations, more than 300 stations across the country. And also, the episodes are available as podcasts that drop on Fridays and Tuesdays. We have In the Thick podcast. It's a political podcast that is by the New America Majority, through the eyes of the New America Majority, perspectives that are of what some of us call people of color. Although, as a colleague of mine and I were talking about today, we do have white Latinos. So, but it's a podcast that brings the news, the political news of the day, of the week, from a perspective that is generally ignored or misrepresented in legacy traditional media organizations.
And that show is hosted, as I understand, by Maria Hinojosa and Julio Varela.
Yes, Julio Ricardo Varela and Maria Hinojosa are the hosts. Maria also hosts Latino USA. She has been hosting it for 30 years. And we have Latino Rebels, the website, and Latino Rebels Radio. That's also my responsibility. It's a digital operation, really nimble, really fun and aggressive, and really a one of its kind place for news that concerns Latinos, immigrants in general in the United States, but also Latin America, told in ways that is relevant to those of us who live here or who may have been born there or have relatives in Latin America, or just generally interested in a take that is centered around a perspective that is not a Anglo-Saxon perspective.
Yeah. If I may just jump in, how does this work now and the work you're going to be doing compare, if you will, with kind of the mainstream media work that you've done in the past? I mean, New York Times, of course, is a globally known publication, online and off in print and so on and so forth. But it's more or less in that category of kind of established news organization. How does this differ? Talk about the contrast for me.
Well, first of all, I think that Futuro is established in the sense that it was one of the pioneer online nonprofit news organizations in the United States long before being a nonprofit news org was a thing. Futuro was already in existence, founded by Maria, who is the Maria Hinojosa, who is really the fuel behind the company and the face of the company. In large part, she is the face of Futuro Media. But of course, it's very different when you are working in a nonprofit newsroom from a traditional newsroom. But even more so when you're working in a nonprofit newsroom that in its mission is there to fill the hole that has existed throughout the history of media in this country, which is that the voices of underrepresented, misrepresented, marginalized communities are continuously ignored. And so we step in with quality, high quality journalism, by very experienced people and also by some newcomers into the business who make a career decision to focus their skills, their time, their talents in telling stories that we know are out there, but that usually go untold or told from a top-down sort of approach that is very common in legacy news organizations such as the New York Times. I would not have been here had I not worked at the Times for 12 years. I would not have been here had I not taught at the Cronkite School at Arizona State for 5 years. I still teach there, although this semester I'm creating a new class. So I'm not in the classroom, but I will be soon in November. Actually, I'm there to teach a workshop. But anyway.
And we should mention that you had been teaching at the Cronkite School in Phoenix, Arizona at Arizona State University and been doing that for a bit of time. So yeah, that's a very interesting part of your background.
Yeah, and it's really what allowed me, James, to learn how to manage, because it's one thing to be a reporter, as I was for the Times, or even a national correspondent, where I was at my last position at the Times was as bureau chief in Phoenix. So I did manage a region, I managed the coverage, but I wasn't in charge of budgets. I wasn't even in charge of people, even though I had the title bureau chief. It was a bureau of one. So I would tell myself what to do every day, you know. But now I have a staff of, you know, a number of people who answer directly to me, and they are each responsible for a team. So I am in a top leadership position at Futuro, and I learned how to manage by being a college professor, because I always ran my classes as newsrooms. My students were mostly junior, seniors, and graduate students. And I always told them, I am not your professor, I'm your editor. And this is how the relationship got established from the start. And I always had to deal with multiple things happening at the same time. Project planning, accountability. I was a little bit of a mentor, a little bit of a mom sometimes, a little bit of a therapist, you know, a little bit of a like booster, a little bit of a hard ass too, you know.
Those are all skills that are going to transfer terrifically to the newsroom over at Futuro Media.
Exactly. I mean, when I was interviewing, I said, you know, I've never been a manager in the sense of like, you know, Fernanda Santos is the editorial director or the editor in chief or whatever. But as a professor, you have to manage your class in more ways than just stepping in and talking about journalism, right? So it's really what prepared me to be where I am. And I think that life itself, you know, has taught me a lot of lessons that have made me more efficient with my time, more empathetic, but also more unafraid to take risks and embrace challenges.
Yeah, I saw that your life motto is life short. What is it again now?
Life short, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, why life short, what are you waiting for is a great motto. I love it. And I'm going to quote you regularly saying that, because I think it's a terrific model. Talk about what your goals are at Futuro Media. I mean, I'm sure you've been familiar with the operation for so many years and the work that Maria has done and its character and perhaps culture, if you will. What do you want to do now that you're in this role?
First and foremost, I don't want to change anything. I think Futuro does what it does really well. What I want to do and what I'm very confident I can do and will do is elevate the work that we do here, both by empowering the people within to embrace more challenging stories, if that's what they want, to embrace a bigger role than the one they are in right now, to even, because we have different properties, to get them to work with colleagues or in projects that were originated in a property that's different than the one that they are assigned to. And a lot of this has to do with integration and really creating a system that operates like a Venn diagram.
You sound like a born manager, everything you just cited. I mean, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be novel to you at all.
Well, you know, I think that we give ourselves maybe we, especially heads of household, should give themselves more credit for the management skills that they develop just running the house. I'm a widow, and since my husband died, I had to take charge of everything. Mm-hmm. Not that he was in charge of everything, and then I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? We always split the tasks. But there was this other half that I didn't necessarily have to be, to have at top of mind, at center of my preoccupations, because, you know, there were other things that I was in charge of, and those are the things that he was supposed to take care of. So that's something that I was a big awakening for me as I was thinking about what I wanted to do and where I wanted to go next. How can I leverage all these different things I've done in my life, including all the different lessons and skills that I've learned in my personal life, and package myself as an attractive candidate for a leadership position? And I very vividly remember calling a very close friend of mine here in New York. And I said, "What do you think I can do in New York?" And she said, "What can you not do? Think about everything that you've done in your life as a professional and as a human being, and ask yourself, what are the different skills that you have? And then figure out how you want to use them professionally in your next job." And that's what made this job here, Futuro, just a perfect fit, because one of the things that I decided I was going to do, I was going to do my best to make the road easier for people like me. And when I say people like me, I don't want to restrict myself by the labels that we use. You know, it's not, oh, she's only in it for women. She's only in it for Latinas. She's only in it for immigrants. I'm in it for anyone, I don't care what your background is, who has had to really work harder than everybody else, who has felt less value than the people near them, even though they may have had the same skills or even better skills. Anyone who has been passed up for opportunities because somebody else had the right connections. You know, I was determined when I came to the point in my career that I could flex and say I got here in spite of it all. I was determined to pay it forward and pave the road and open paths for people so that their climb is not as challenging or as difficult as mine.
Yeah, and that's an important thing. I mean, I think once you get past the point in life where you're trying to prove yourself, then it does open doors, doesn't it? It does make you look around and say, hey, I spotted a young woman or a young man, someone, an individual who has really clear talent. They're not quite sure how to get from point A to point B. And if you can give them any guidance, you know, I think that's really an important thing to do. It's an important part of our life. You're listening to my interview with Fernanda Santos, the editorial director of the Futuro Media Group. She is a former New York Times reporter and a former professor at Arizona State University. In a moment, we'll be back to hear the rest of our interview.